Sunday in which Holy Mother Church reminds us that we should be joyful, even during penitential times. Let us try to amplify on the theme of last Sunday's sermon. That theme was that the spirit in which we practice penance and try to lead virtuous lives, that spirit is all important. If we try to sanctify ourselves in the wrong spirit, at best it will be fruitless, and at worst, it will poison everything that we do. So let us look at the scene of today's gospel to illustrate this point. The story is well known. Large crowds have been listening to our Lord all day, and now it's late, and our Lord knows that they need to eat, and he tests his apostles. He tests his apostles by asking them how this crowd of 5,000, that's just counting the men, not the women and children, 5,000 men can be fed. And the apostles go, they do their investigating, and they tell our Lord that the boy has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and that this might as well be nothing at all for feeding 5,000 men. Nevertheless, the Lord says, bring me this nothing. And he uses it to accomplish a great miracle that is popularly called the multiplication of the loaves. And then he has his apostles distribute the miraculously multiplied food. He feeds all 5,000 plus, and there are 12 baskets left over. That's the story. Using today's gospel, let us draw out 3 principles that will keep us in the right spirit as we progress through the remainder of our Lent. Or said another way, as we try to work towards our own sanctification for the remainder of this Lent, and try to reach heaven. So here's the first principle. It is God who sanctifies. We must cooperate, but it is God who sanctifies. Let us be clear that our growth in the supernatural life is the work of God. Grace comes from God. Only God can make us saints. And because he's infinitely good and powerful, he can do this without us to work with. He created the universe from nothing. He fed 5,000 men from almost nothing. God is all-powerful. Nevertheless, let us also be clear that he does demand our effort. As St. Augustine said, God who created you without you will not sanctify you without you. So yes, we must make an effort. But let's not be too worried about our success. That comes from God. And often, sometimes very often, God knows that our successes are bad for us. He doesn't allow them, because we would start to attribute too much to ourselves. So we might not have much apparent success in our spiritual life. It doesn't mean that we're not progressing. Even more, let us strive to remember that God can and will use whatever little crumbs that we bring to the work of our own sanctification. Let's not be overly concerned with our own talents, our own gifts, and again, with our own successes. He can work with nothing. And that's usually what we bring, and he's happy if it's done in a good and generous spirit. So let us try to continue sanctifying ourselves for the remainder of this Lent, in a spirit of docility to God, and in a spirit of humility. Now, humility really means that we understand we don't bring the most important ingredient for our own sanctification. God does, not us. We must give him everything in our power. We must offer him each day our good resolutions, our prayers, our own little efforts. But it is God, and only God, will bring about the great miracle of our own sanctification. So that's the first principle. It's God who sanctifies. Yes, he demands our effort, but it is God who sanctifies. Here's the second principle. God is generous, and God is kind. Let us notice and have confidence in the fact And in the Gospel of today, we're not told that anyone in the crowd was complaining of hunger. They were the ones who wanted to hear what he had to say, and they would have been happy to stay there as long as he wanted to. It was our Lord who first brought up the concern for their welfare. He anticipates the needs of the people, and he gives more to them than they need. Remember, 12 baskets left over, and we can be certain some people took seconds. In our work of sanctifying ourselves this Lent, let us try to develop the habit of relying more on the goodness and generosity of God than our own talents. Here's the third principle. God uses means. In another word for means is instruments, or if you like, tools. It is extremely rare that he acts directly. God always uses means. He can and does use all the circumstances in our lives to sanctify us, even our own failings. And as St. Augustine will point out, even our own sins. It's one of the marks and one of the purposes of silence and recollection, to allow us to see the secret workings of God in the apparently ordinary circumstances of our lives. The more silent and the more recollective we are, the more we will realize God is working every day, every moment in my life. But here on this point, I wish to speak especially to seminarians. You are, after all, here to be formed into the primary instruments of God's work in the sanctification of this world. It's not so clear from today's gospel. The other three gospels all have this scene. They provide us some very important details. So it's not so clear from today's gospel, but from the other three gospels, it is clear that our Lord has had his apostles divide the people up into groups of 100, and he had his apostles distribute the bread and fish to the crowd. You will be priests, and priests are the distributors of the bread and the word of life. This is a grave honor, and it's a grave burden. Pope Pius XII said in an address to parish priests in Rome in 1940. It's a beautiful quotation. It's long, but it's beautiful. The priest is the very hand of God, the most powerful instrument of love, of pardon, of redemption, ever given to fallen man, to free him from the wiles and the slavery of Satan, and to return him to the Heavenly Father as a son reborn to life, dressed in the garment of grace, an heir to heaven, nourished with the living bread, more salutary than the fruit of the tree of life, planted in the midst of paradise. It's Pius XII. Priests are but the instruments of the living God. They're magnificent instruments. They're privileged instruments. But they're only means. They're only tools. We can do nothing real without our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal High Priest. So let's try to forget ourselves and our own perfection, and even more well said, our own perfectionism, and simply work to fill ourselves with the Spirit of our Lord, the eternal High Priest. So today, my dear friends, in conclusion of this Laetare Sunday, let us ask Our Lady to obtain for us three graces. First, that we be generous in our own small way, as fits our own circumstances. That we be generous in our own small way and cooperating with the infinite sanctifying power of God. Second grace we ask for, that we be confident in the unfailing and inexhaustible goodness and kindness of God. And the third grace that we ask for, that we be keenly aware of God's action in our lives through all its circumstances. And, if it be God's will, that we will be as priests, especially chosen instruments in the sanctification of the world, that we be humble enough to empty ourselves and to allow our Lord Jesus Christ free reign to work in us and through us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.